You are Locked On Angels, your daily podcast on the Los Angeles Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, your 2018 Angels. Welcome to Locked On Angels.
Keep it locked.
Locked on.
We're locked on, sir.
Locked on Angels.
What up, Angel fans? My name is Lucas Sardo, your host of Locked On Angels today. Your resident Socia Cynic. Welcome to your daily Angels update here on Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Whew. Okay. I'm starting to lose it, guys. I'm about to jump overboard. I'm going to tell you that right now. I am recording this during the third game of this Tampa Bay series, so I might have some, knee-jerk reactions to things that are going on the field that I do not have written down so far, but that could get interesting. We'll see. Right now, currently in the second inning, Heaney just gave up a double, so who knows? We'll see what happens. I don't even know what to say about this team anymore. The hashtag It Could Happen movement is slowly dying. I will say that. I'm glad I didn't make the t-shirts, because I would feel stupid. But it's really tough when I think the thing that we've been upset about all season long was the offense underproducing, as well as like the pitching problems. But I mean, the offense has had their probably hottest stretch of the season right now, and the pitching just goes down the toilet. Absolutely just awful. So it's just so frustrating. That's, I think, the word that encapsulates this team as a whole, is just frustrating. It's just been a huge frustration of a season. And I don't know. It sucks when you're right there the whole game. I'm referencing the Wednesday game. You're just right there, and then everything just kind of implodes, and then you score a couple runs late, and you're like, you know, if we had those runs a couple innings earlier, who would have known what happened? But hey, I guess it still could happen. I don't want to say I'm completely giving up on the whole season, because crazier things have happened. It is baseball. But I think I'm for sure going to have my mindset from now on beyond next year, much like Pat has recently. I've preached my love for Taylor Ward on this podcast. Love that guy. Can't wait to see what we get out of the guys that we got from Boston, because I'm sure they'll be up soon. There's not really a starter in our system right now that I'm really high about or I'm super excited about. I think the lack of production that Griffin Canning has brought to Salt Lake is just very depressing to me. As high as our organization was on him, as everybody was on him, it's just really hard to see how poorly he's done at that level. Another person, I think he's just flown completely off everybody's radar because of how just awful of a season he's had. But a guy I thought was, last season, if we were looking towards this year, a guy that I thought it was like, oh, if we're going to have a bunch of injuries, this guy's going to for sure get some starts and hopefully pitch well, Parker Bridwell. That hasn't gone anywhere. And I think Pat was completely right in yesterday's episode. I'm nervous for what this rotation is going to have coming up. I think position player-wise, the holes that we have on the field, we can fix them. And there's a deep depth of prospects that we have at the position player, just all over the field. Excuse me. But on the mound, where are we going to go to? I think we have a system full of, like, third and fourth starters, which is kind of cool, but we don't have an ace. And ultimately with that, what's our ceiling, right? Are we a division winner? Probably not. Next year, no. I don't think so, realistically. So our ceiling becomes a wild card team, right? And with us having to play a wild card game, what, we're going to walk in with Andrew Heaney on the mound going up against somebody like Luis Severino, James Paxton, Chris Sale maybe? I mean, this year it's probably going to be like Sean Manoah. And, I mean, that one, if we're playing the A's in a wild card game and we go up against, or Manaea, I'm sorry. If we go up against him, I kind of like our chances there. But, I mean, Severino? No. Paxton? No. Sale? No. And then what are our other options? If we don't throw Heaney on the mound, we throw Skaggs? Come on. Otani, maybe, but we don't even know if he's going to pitch next year. And I've said it before, he's one curveball away for us from us not seeing him pitch until 2020, maybe 2021. That's scary, guys. That is not scary. So, I don't know. Do we go out and go get Patrick Corbin? I hope so. I hope we go out and get a guy like that. I like Drew Pomeranz also. But the pitching staff is just so... We'll see. Bottom line, pitching's got to be better. Because the American League right now, the AL, is just ultra, ultra competitive. So we're going to have to step it up on that front. Coming up, we're going to have a gear grinder for you guys. But first, if you guys want to sponsor the show, LockedOnAngels@gmail.com. You hear me talking about it every episode. We love to talk to you guys. We love chatting with you guys. We're an interactive podcast. Hit us up. We love to help you guys out. So, Gear Grind, next.
You're making me very upset.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All right, we are back, and it is Gear Grinder time. This is going to be my first Gear Grinder not about the Angels, interestingly enough. I feel like I got to take a break from just ripping on this team. But it was something that was in the news. Surely if you were following the trade deadline, you know what I will be talking about. If not, hey, that's what I'm here to tell you guys about. But my gear grinder today is going to be about what happened in Houston during that trade deadline. Okay, I'm sure a lot of people were upset about it. And I agree with them. Rightly so. You should be upset. But I have a take. My mindset about it was, I feel like everybody was mad about like the wrong issue at hand. But I'm going to preface this. As we all know, sports is a business, right? People are going to make more money somewhere else, go places to win. They're going to have various reasons to make a trade, sign a person, do whatever, right? It's a business. We've seen it across all sports, baseball, football, basketball, you name it. It's people do what they want for a certain reason, right? So now, if you don't know about the situation, Jeff Lanau, the Astros GM, he said, hey, we're going to go trade for Roberto Ozuna, okay? And that's going to make our baseball team better. That's what essentially he said, regardless of the off-field problems that Roberto Ozuna has, and I'll go into those in a minute, but the Astros have a zero-tolerance domestic violence policy, and essentially that's what that's the weeds that Roberto Ozuna is trying to figure out in his life right now, okay? Roberto Ozuna, it's a very just messy, gross, just disgusting domestic violence case that is seemingly not getting solved anytime soon. The court date just keeps getting pushed back and back and back. It was supposed to be today. Now it's moved back to September 5th. It's a mess overall. Okay. Currently he's serving his 75-game suspension from Major League Baseball. He is allowed to resume playing on Sunday, and as well, he will be playing in the playoffs because he will be playing for the Astros. Another thing, he has not appeared in court, like I said, but he is planning on pleading not guilty, and that verdict, which was reported by his lawyer, I think made things even weirder for his team because Lanau was saying, hey, he's remorseful about the situation and what happened, but the lawyer was basically like, no, we're not remorseful about the situation, or we are remorseful of the situation that happened, the trade and everything like that, but we're not remorseful about what happened. And that's just, that doesn't make anything better, I don't think. The clubhouse is just, I think, going to be torn, and torn in an essence where it's not like 50-50, these people believe one thing. I think it's Roberto Osuna versus the Astros clubhouse, as it should be, right? Like, he did something just disgusting. The reports were that he beat up his girlfriend after an altercation in Toronto. There's a police report about it. If you want to look into it, go ahead. I'm not going to report about it. But the situation's bad. No question about it. There's no place for what he did in sports or even our everyday life. It is wrong. Okay? I mean, he was arrested for it. So obviously it's wrong. So the Astros, like I said, in the offseason, zero tolerance policy. And it became a problem in the clubhouse. Justin Verlander was very, very vocal about the situation in general during the offseason. So he was a guy like at the forefront of a lot of media speculation, like, oh, what do you think about this? And I thought he dealt with it very fine. He was like, hey, I stand by what I say. There's no place for it. It's wrong. But hey, he has to come in here and try to win ball games for us. I mean, what else can you say when you're Justin Verlander, right? I think Carlos Correa was like, hey, you know what? He did it. It is what it is. We don't really know his side of the story. I'm sure we'll ask him about it. But hey, he's our teammate. We got to root for the guy now. And that's tough. I think it's really tough. But here's my take, ultimately, on the situation. Lenao's going to do whatever he wants to win baseball games, right? That's a given. He's the GM of the Houston Astros. His job is to win baseball games, to build a roster that wins baseball games. So he's going to do whatever he can to do that, right? He doesn't want to get fired. So I think he saw a guy that was reasonably priced, and ultimately, Ozuna has been dominant at times out of the pen. He had 39 saves last year, 36 the year before. I mean, he's been ultra effective. On a side note, I think the Angels would like to see a guy that's as productive as that out of the bullpen. I'm not saying we should go get Ozuna by any means. Don't get that wrong. I'm just saying, when's the last time we saw a guy have 39 saves in a season? I don't know. I think Houston Street had that, but regardless, it's been a while. So Lenao goes and picks him up, regardless of what this policy says, okay? Do I think that's a problem? Not necessarily. He's doing his job. He's got to win baseball games. And they got rid of Ken Giles, I believe, who that was already just a problem in itself. If you don't know that, he basically was getting pulled off the mound in a game and cussed out his manager. It was weird. It was really AJ Hinch. It was really weird. If you haven't seen the video, go watch it. But, okay. So, they bring in Ozuna. Is the locker room going to be affected? Definitely. I mean, you could already see it from the interviews and everything that's going on. Should he be eligible to play this season, Roberto Ozuna? I don't know. Probably not. I mean, it's wrong. I feel like anybody that's kind of going through any kind of court situation should, you know, some kind of problem with the law. I don't think that they should be going to work through that, essentially. And I think that the MLB did a good job suspending him 75 games. That's a lot of, and without pay, too. So he's losing a lot of money. But a big problem I see is the playoffs, right? He's going to be able to play in the playoffs. If we're suspending guys that use supplements to make their body better for the playoffs, why are we letting a person that gets arrested play in the playoffs? And I think that's a bigger problem with Major League Baseball, and I think that the next collective bargaining agreement is probably going to fix this issue, because it's just a problem, right? The fact that Robinson Cano isn't going to be able to play in the playoffs for PEDs, but Roberto Ozuna is going to, and he could potentially, I don't know, have jail time, right? That's a problem. But here is my specific problem with the situation. Here is where the heart of my gear grinder lies, okay? Like I said, I don't have any problem with the acquisition by the Astros. I think it's a baseball decision, okay? Does it make their clubhouse worse? Yes. But my specific problem, and I think this is a problem that not enough people talked about when it happened, because everybody was talking about the clubhouse. The problem is now you are employing a player that you want your fans to root for, that yourself you are going to root for, you are going to want your wife, girlfriend to root for, your kids to root for, right? What are we teaching people? What are we teaching our kids when we see this guy on the mound in the World Series on the biggest stage in baseball? Are we saying, hey, you know, what that guy did is bad, but he's a good pitcher, so whatever. Where's the lesson? When he comes to close out a game, are you really going to root for this guy if you're an Astros fan? I'm not an Astros fan by any means, but as soon as I see him touch a baseball on the mound, I'm not going to root for him. Are you kidding me? No way. You're putting the fans in an absolutely terrible spot. The people that have given so much to this Astros team through these last couple years, you're putting them in a really tough spot. The people that you want to go to the game, spend money, pay money to watch this guy pitch, that's wrong, in my opinion. And that's where my problem is. Don't put your fan base in that situation. Because if he was an Angel, when he got announced to come into the ballgame, would you stand up and clap? I wouldn't. I wouldn't be happy about it. And regardless, I'm not really happy when any of the guys come out of the bullpen, but that's besides the point. But him specifically, no. I wouldn't be excited to see him pitch. And quite frankly, it would be hard to see him excel with our team if he was playing well. Because if he excels, what does that do? That provides him better opportunity to maybe get a better contract, get traded away, and go to a successful team like he did. Do I want to see him excel? No. Not at all. He's a criminal. And I'm sorry, but... And I believe in second chances, but... On that stage, like, we're glorifying the issue at this point. And like I said before, what are we teaching our kids? It's tough. So my bottom line. I understand what he did. I understand what Lou Rowe. I don't know. It's a weird spelling. Luhrow. I understand what he did. He's making a baseball decision. But I think we're glorifying Roberto Ozuna by putting him at the forefront of the trade deadline. And this coming week, essentially, we're going to see him in an Astros uniform. And, I mean, it's going to be what everybody's talking about. So, I'm very interested to see what these Houston fans do the first time he takes them out in Houston. Because I know that he's going to get booed everywhere else. I hope we boo him in Anaheim. We will boo him in Anaheim. But Houston, it's like, you can't root for the guy. I'm sorry. So, I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Coming up next, we're going to have Trivia Thursday. But first, our ads. All right. Closing out the show, Trivia Thursday. The one today is going to be about the guy that burst on the scene for the Angels last week, Francisco Arcia. Wow, what a week he had, right? So, trivia question. He had 10 RBIs in his first two games. That was a major league record. Whoa, good job, Francisco. Guys, do you know whose record he broke, though? What is his name? It was 10 RBIs, or I'm sorry, it was 9 RBIs in that guy's first two games. Who was it? Tweet it at me. Yell it in your car. Have some fun with it. Pat's going to be back tomorrow, getting you ready for this Cleveland series. I will be going out of town for the weekend. I will be in Austin, Texas for a bachelor party. If there's any listeners in Austin for any reason, I don't know. But hey, hit me up. Love to meet some of you guys. Kick it in Austin. But I'm Lucas Sardo. You can find me at LucasSardo13 on Twitter. I love hearing from you guys. Keep it coming. I know you guys are letting me hear it about hashtag it could happen. Hey, lay it on me. Win or lose. I like it. anything else, follow our Twitter page. Oh my gosh, I'm having a hard time today. Follow our Twitter page at Locked On Angels. Any other updates, go to our website, lockedonangels.com. Questions, sponsorship inquiries, anything else, and you don't have a Twitter, hit us up, lockedonangels@gmail.com. Guys, I'm going to finish off the show. Hashtag it could happen, but hashtag probably not. That's all I have to say. I think it's still 0-0 here in the fourth inning. Yep. Top four. Pujols is up to bat. One out. And, yeah, we'll see how this game goes. Anyway, adios, guys.